Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new Bottled and Bond Solomon Scott Rye Whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt, this 5-year-old 100-proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
Kenny.
Drinking bourbon, sipping on some scotch. We get a little wild, but it's sure fun to watch. We love what we do, we're drinking every brew. Man, we talk some shit, but we're telling the truth.
Kenny Fuller.
Yeah, Kenny, thank you so much. He's been doing that theme song for us for about 4 or 5 podcasts. We've been putting it in. We're so happy with it. But we have to actually get a hold of Kenny for all the information I can run so I can promote him. The band that he plays with, the old Americana band that he plays with Luca Mariano, everything he does with Luca Mariano, we really want to push Kenny Fuller.
Great musicians here.
I think every time I hear it, and now I'm starting...
It seems like it's better every
it's
time.
It's better, right. But I'm starting to know the words to the song. It's right. Kind of like a top 40 hit when you get to hear it over. But at the same time, every time I hear it, I feel more love for Kenny because of what he did he did it. You know what I mean?
I don't want to think of the time that he put into that. I mean, that was just...
That's really good. It's just freaking awesome. It is. I can't wait till we hit that bus tour. Hopefully Kenny will be coming along. If he's our alternate, if someone drops out, he will be on that bus tour. So, and then we've got, you know, one of the things, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, everybody.
This is Tiny.
And this is Xavier. We also have guest appearances from Roxy, who is recovering from surgery. Everybody, she's been recovering. Her recovery has been going good, but it's not easy. I mean, this is not, you know, she had surgery to remove her thyroid, and it's every day it's something, there's something happening, but she's getting better. So we're really excited about that.
She's headed the right direction.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that has to be adjusted and everything. So as we keep going forward, you might hear from her, you know, there's going to be, you know, so it just depends. So, we love you. I love you, my dear. And I just can't wait till you just keep getting better every day. So that, and then we also have whiskey that pops in from time to time.
Right.
Super Nash. You can't forget Super Nash.
Can't forget Super Nash. We got Young Nose down in South Carolina also.
Yep.
Yeah, we have like a branch office in South Carolina. We got Super Nash and Young Nose down there. And then last but not least, we can't forget Mrs. Xavier, who hops on every now and then to keep me in line.
She usually will hop on Whiskey Live. We've been off that for a while, but I think we're going to start up one the last Friday of August, the fourth Friday. So hopefully we could get what we're tasting, we can get something up and get that back up and going. With everything that's been happening and all the stuff in the busy summer, it's been rough to run the Whiskey Live, that's for sure. But you could check us out on www.scotchybourbonboys.com for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. T-shirts, these wonderful Glencairns. You can see those nice etched glasses. Check it out. You can get it there. But in the top right-hand corner, there's a Patreon button up there. And if you click that, please leave some feedback and support. You can subscribe and support us through monthly subscriptions on a lot of stuff. You can get the Glencairns. You can get the T-shirts. You can get tastings from any of us with tasting mats and samples. You can pick what you want. There's also signed prints. There's just the whole thing there. Check out that Patreon and... you know, check out where that's going. So I think Xavier's going to monitor the Facebook. Let's just, I'll get back there too.
YouTube see, now.
Okay, so there we go.
Adam Kendrick is watching. He says we need new riff in North Carolina.
Yeah, well.
Heard so many great things. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Then. We are on all major podcast formats, and then also we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are, I'm picking that up again. How are we picking that? Where, I mean, is it possible I'm picking it up? It can't be off of the live feed, can it?
I don't think so. I don't know where it's coming from unless because we rearranged the position of certain things
we're picking it up. I'm, is it... live on my Facebook, like right here? No, I'm not on Facebook. So anyways, we'll just go with that. Any, you know, it's there's always technical difficulties and stuff like that.
We'll blame Facebook.
But it's we're glad to that you're here. And
you were saying we're on.
Yes, we're on. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube. Check us out all there. YouTube, you could get all the videos right now we're recording. We're a little bit behind on YouTube because there's editing involved with a lot of stuff that goes in with it. When you're listening on the major podcast formats, we will load this tonight. Tomorrow, you will have the ability to listen to this podcast. So check us out however you watch us. But whatever you do, like us, subscribe.
And leave some feedback.
And leave feedback.
Hopefully positive feedback.
Right. We need the feedback because you give us feedback and that goes into the algorithm.
And the magic
happens
Google
all there.
And YouTube computers find us then.
Yeah. So that gets us to what we're going to be doing tonight. We are going to be tasting three expressions from New Riff. And they all came different ways to me. One last, this is last year's single barrel from the state of Ohio, OHLQ. Now I'm going to throw on this. I wonder if it's... No, it's not picking up from that speaker. It's not picking up from that speaker. It has to be coming... how can it be coming from my phone that's doing the recording? And there should be no delay. Anyways, this Ohio liquor was barreled and distilled on 8/2/16, and then it was barreled and bottled on 9/17/20. So it's 4 years old. It's the Ohio's third riff, and it was done exclusively for OHLQ. It comes their actual saying is a new riff on an old tradition. I've actually got my New Riff hat on. You can see that.
Check
that's
it
what it says right there. And then each New Riff barrel is singular in personality and flavor. Selected for its quality and complexity, bottled at barrel proof and without chill filtration, we preserve the character of the barrel all the way to your glass. So we've got this one. Then we've got the next one, which I picked up at the distillery. This single barrel we picked up, we were ditched. This is 112 proof. If you really want to come to the other one, that the Ohio pick was 107. And it's Kentucky Straight Whiskey. And This one was barrel distilled in 2516. And this one, the other one was what? 8216? So this was February 5th. And then this was barrels and bottled in 11921. So that's actually almost 5 years old, right?
What? That 1921?
Well, yeah. And the other one was, yeah. So this was actually out of their store, and we picked it up there. Now, the last one we're going to pick up was this special thing that I picked
that
up.
I can't wait to taste.
This is a rye, and it's a malted rye, and it's 6 years old. And this one came from... It's aged at least 6 years and 100% malted rye. This is just rye whiskey is bottled in bond without chill filtration, exceeds the world's highest quality standard for spirits, sets forth in the 1897 Bottled in Bond Act. So this is a bottled in bond, and it's a 6 year malted rye. And this I picked up during the barrel pick that I was on for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Went down there, met Randy Prossy. Brian was there. We just overall had a really good time. I put up a lot of posts on that. But there's going to be a barrel pick video of that. And in this podcast, we're not going to see it tonight, but if you check it out on YouTube when it comes out, you'll be able to see some of that barrel pick and some of the discussion that went on when we were doing the barrel pick for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. So I'm excited that it was exciting to be a part of that barrel pick. There was the bourbons is unique to New Riff. So that's a cool thing. So we'll get into the tasting of that and probably barrel bash that malted rye.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's what we'll try and do tonight. So, oh my gosh.
Got a little bit to read here if you want me to.
Yeah, you could give a little bit of history.
I got a little bit of background here. So, you know, now it's time for one of our favorite spots, Blind Old Bastard Reading. So, from the New Riff Distilling website, we're a new riff on an old tradition established in 2014. We are a new riff on an old tradition, that tradition or theme being Kentucky bourbon. Founded in 2014 by Ken Lewis, a visionary Kentucky liquor retailer and entrepreneur. New Riff is led by a team of corporate refugees ranging from craft beer to politics and more. New Riff crafts a range of whiskeys, bourbon, rye, and eventually malted rye, and a host of specialty recipes, as well as Kentucky Wild Gin. Our mission is simple, to someday be counted among the world's great small distilleries. Becoming one of the great small distilleries of the world is a long-term play with no exact ring to win or title to be declared.
There you go. The story of New Riff is that when you go down, where we went for the barrel pick was their place where the warehouse area where they have their rick houses. Now, their rick houses are quite amazing because of this fire protection system that they have installed. It's a foam. So what happens is if the rick house catches fire for any reason, the foam is released, smothering the fire completely, taking away all the oxygen. It just releases into the warehouse, but doesn't affect the barrels. This foam doesn't affect the barrels. So the barrels would be completely, the fire would be put out almost instantly. And this is a very, very, what would you say, revolutionary fire system. Yes. So it was really cool to see that fire system in their warehouse. So their warehouse and bottling is separate from the distillery. The distillery is actually in the parking lot of Party Source. Now, Party Source is one of the largest liquor stores in the country. So Party Source is it's just this giant liquor store. They have releases every day. It's an amazing thing. We stopped by you're even
every time we pass through there, we stop.
Right. And there's always something there that you can pick up. And they have just a unbelievable selection with reasonable prices. But what I wanted to say is what happened was the owner of Party Source decided to get into distilling. Now, I don't have his name. I'm sorry. I didn't do the research. Maybe someone who's watching tonight can give me that name. But what he did is he built New Riff in the parking lot and started distilling in the parking lot. So that is really kind of a cool thing. So he built the distillery there, and then off where we did this barrel pick, which is about 2 miles away, in another part of Covington, that's where we did the barrel pick, and that's where their warehouse and bottling is. So that was pretty cool to go there and see that. I had been at the distillery 3-4 times. They have a distillery and gift shop. It's amazing and everything. But Xavier has some information on the head distiller.
I have very little.
But you do.
But the head distiller, at least according to Siri and LinkedIn, we know that that's never wrong, is a fellow by the name of Brian Sprance. And now you know how much I know about it. Because he's flying under the radar at this point.
Right.
But so, I can tell you, I think it said who, when I read that little snippet, I think it listed the founder's name, our story.
There you go. We're looking. Nobody helped us out on Facebook yet, but that's okay.
Ken Lewis. All right. Founded in 2014 by Ken Lewis.
All right. There you go. So we have it. So the first thing that we're going to do, the first expression is we're going to do the Ohio selection from 2020.
Awesome.
I picked this up, and this was the first... First endeavor that I had with New Riff. I like it. They got like this black fake cork. They got the really nice, if you look at that bottle, I mean, that is a nice bottle.
There's engraving.
They got all the stuff that needs. And at first, I didn't know what to think of New Riff. We had done some of our barrel picking at Wilderness Trail, and... At Wilderness Trail, we had a bottle there, but the bottle wasn't that great, put it that way. So let's back this down here, right? We're all good? Everything good?
We're good.
Yeah, but that bottle was a little bit, what would you say? I wasn't impressed, but that was my first. So then I kind of stayed away, but we stopped off at the distillery, me and Roxy, one time, and we tasted this single barrel and it was fantastic. So let's take a look at what we're smelling.
Okay.
It's got like a yeasty.
What's the proof on this?
This one is 107 proof, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, a little bit of ethanol.
Yeah,
right?
A little. Yeah.
But it's also got, what am I looking for? Apricot? Yeah, there's a little bit of apricot. It's apricot. The
apricot, or I'm a little sharper. I'm thinking like a rhubarb.
It's a fruity
smell.
It's got
a sharp, fruity aroma.
With a little bit of caramel.
A little bit
on the top. When you know, and we always go through this. We're tasting in these Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairns. You know that you can get them on the website. And then also the reason why you taste, it's the ultimate tasting glass. Shout out to Mr. Martin Duffy, the North American Glencairn glass
representative,
who I just placed another order for another 4 dozen. They've been going selling well. But it allows you to do a couple things. You got a tulip shape. We always talk about that, which then it leads all the smells to the top and condenses them. Instead of like if you're doing it out of a rocks glass or whatnot, it's all escaping at the same time. So this brings it all there. But there's two different places to smell usually. And you have to figure out your dominant nostril. Your dominant nostril will change from time to time. But It's the one you smell. Tonight, my left nostril is my dominant nostril easily. And then you kind of pick it up and you get that. And then you smell at the bottom of it. But as you come to the top, I pick up a little honey.
You know, and the ethanol has
subsided. Yeah, that's probably because that bottle hasn't been, you know, 2020, I visited it. And now I haven't since, so it's probably what was left when I opened that bottle and with all that air. But it's pretty good, so let's give her a taste. Wow. Nose does not match the taste. That's a lot of honey and caramel. There's not a lot, there's not apricot.
Mm. See, I'm getting that. I'm getting apricot, or like I say, some sharper fruit, maybe a rhubarb or something along that line, maybe like a sour plum or something. I'm getting that real strong in the taste.
Off the second one, but I got a lot of honey up front, like my whole tongue. But this is the first I'm drinking.
But I'll tell you something I'm getting on the taste that I didn't get on the nose is it's a very spicy, peppery taste, at least to my palate.
Well, there's a lot of heat on this,
yep.
But it is 108, 107, did I say, or 108? I think I said 107, right? 107, same yep. as Weller.
Right.
Not drinking like a Weller.
No.
But now,
not,
now.
But
now,
it's not bad.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I like it. Cheers to Ohio on this pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good pick. No doubt.
This has got an interesting flavor to it. It's
so when we went down to do the New Riff pick, one of the gentlemen that was and his wife that were picking with us were huge New Riff fans, right? And so they were fans of New Riff. They were they liked it. There's an aspect that they really love, and there's an aspect of New Riff that this is not your classic. This is not, New Riff is not your classic Kentucky bourbon. You know what I mean? It's got the what would you say, the craft distillery aspect of it. It's got its own flavor profile.
And you know, as compared to like a Jim Beam, where you get caramel and rye, you're not getting caramel and rye, although there may be
the
some
Wild
rice
Turkey,
rice there.
The Jim Beam.
Yeah, you're not getting the traditional
the
flavor
Knob
profile.
Creek.
You're getting an extra. You're getting some heat,
but
some spice,
the
you're
pepper.
Getting some fruit. You're getting.
Would you say that's a white or black pepper?
I would say it's
like a jalapeno. I get actually a little bit of green in there on this one. I'm starting to pick.
You know,
up on
maybe
the,
I can't say that I am, but you know, I can't disagree with you either.
I just, this last time on the palate, the end palate. All right, so this is a bottle crack here for this one that I picked up at the distillery.
Yeah, tiny, you're right. I'm getting that now, too.
It's actually quite nice.
Just right ahead of the finish, you're getting it.
Yeah, it's quite nice. There's still some people. Michael Tennant says, shouldn't influence spiciness of the flavor. Alcohol content shouldn't influence spiciness of the flavor. Actually, if you're talking about, if you've got, it's just like anything else with spice. If you're eating something hot, let's say you have some hot, salsa and you're eating some chips. If you eat your mild taco without doing anything, it always seems like that spice is there. So usually alcohol content brings up the body and it brings up a little bit of the heat, the hug and whatnot. So if you've got some spiciness in it and then you have the alcohol content high,
say 107 is compared to 80 or 90.
Right. You will pick up a little
bit.
It will amplify the spice.
Most
the heat
definitely
will
does.
Amplify the spice. So are you finished with that one yet?
Not quite, but I am enjoying it.
I'm going to hit. That's sweet. I like that one. Overall, that is a good.
That's a very interesting flavor profile.
On this. Oh, I didn't even do what I'm supposed to do.
You didn't doctor the neck pour.
I'm going to dump it in back in. It is 100 and... Was this one 100 and what? 118? Now, this one is going to bring 112 proof. So it's
going to bring it, period.
So I got that. Put her back in. Flipper, dropper. This is, you know, some people, especially distillers, don't think the neck pour is a real thing. But I'm here to tell you, I do think it's a real thing. So I just kind of got rid of it.
I don't know if the neck pour is a real thing, but the fact that you aerate it by doing what you do is a real thing.
I think you had to agree with us on the trip when we did Trip Whitlock's Eye Bourbon. We drank the neck pour that night, and it was almost like the next day after that was gone, and we drank the part of it.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
of a sudden,
that's
Eye
true.
Bourbon was...
The bourbon got
fantastic
better.
Fantastic yeah, fucking really bourbon did. Opposed to the first
really
night.
Did.
Like our eyes kind of like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I hope, Mike Tennant, that we answered your question.
Thanks for contributing, Mike.
Yeah. If anybody else has that is watching has any questions about New Riff or about bourbon, feel free to jump in. It is a Tuesday night and we are enjoying this. All right, so this one, again, we talked about was a distiller. I went down to the distillery, and that's the first time I ever tasted their rye. Got to taste the rye, but it wasn't out yet. But I know we got to get down there, and we got to do a podcast. It's just that with, like I said, with we had to get Roxy's surgery out of the way. We got to put some time down in between, and then we'll be getting down.
Life happens.
Yeah. So... This is, we're doing this New Riff podcast because everything that we've gotten and I've been tasting and going on the barrel pick with Kentucky Bourbon Festival, that's another thing. Let's talk about that. Kentucky Bourbon Festival tickets went on, the tickets went on sale on June 1st, okay? But the special event tickets went on sale yesterday for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And I'm telling you, what the events of what they got a Michter's event, they got a Jim Beam event, they got a Rabbit Hole event. It's just crazy. They've got classes, they've got, and the sellout aspect of it was so amazing. But the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are going to be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. That is September 16th through the 19th, but I believe... it's the 19th is a Sunday, 18th Saturday, 17th is a Friday, and 16th it kicks off.
Bourbon in the Air.
Right, is the Bourbon in the Air. Now, we got our tickets to Bourbon in the Air.
Awesome.
So we'll be at Bourbon in the Air.
Yes, we will.
And we got our tickets to the Jim Beam
experience
dinner. So yeah. All right, John Ritz says he's late to the show. Disregard my request to join the broadcast. Okay, just wanted to say the New Riff barrel number 9507 is fantastic. Now, I'm going to tell you which barrel number this one was. Let's see. 112, it's a single barrel. It is 7732. He was saying it was 2016 7732 barrel number. So that's what we got for here tonight. And it came. Now, there are some that, yes, this was one I picked up. I was excited about that. I just would love to know where that sound's coming from. It's just crazy. But,
you know, it may be picking it up off of one of your USB cables. There may be something... Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to go to shielded cable.
I mean,
or something.
I've
I
got
know,
the sound down on this, and I got the sound down on that. We got two things the sound's down on. The only thing it could be coming off of, it's not coming off my phone because my sound is down on my phone.
It's not coming off of your phone.
It has to be coming off,
off
the
of
phone.
Off of the Facebook phone.
But how is the Facebook phone that's recording us delayed? It's just like. We're on Facebook Live. It can't be delayed. I understand I'm watching it delayed. I get that. But at the same time, the sound should not be delayed on the actual recording, right?
I wouldn't think that it would be more than a, you know,
and sometimes it's there. And oh, Greg Schneider is watching. Cheers. Hello, Mr. Greg Schneider. We love having Greg on. So this single barrel, we said the single barrel, we're going to give it a nose. Let's see how close. No,
that's none. Caramel.
And chocolate, mint chocolate. So fuck you.
No, I as much as it pains me, I kind of have to.
Oh, my God. Caramel. That is freaking amazing, isn't that? This is.
Now, oh, my God. That's like a Brock's candy that you've bit
no
into.
No wonder I picked this one. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Let's see. Okay. So let's give this one. Now I got this in my face again. Let's drop that one down. I don't. Oh, I'll be good. This nose on this single barrel is so freaking good. This would have the straight up but up up. It would just get a but up up, man. It'd be right up my butt up. We'll explain the barrel.
There was a couple perfect double entendres there.
Oh my God, I could just fucking sniff this forever. All right, let's give her a taste.
Now, see, that is really smooth because it does not taste as hot as the last experience.
No, there's a little pepper in there.
Oh, there's like a little, but it's velvet on the tongue. It's really good.
It's just like mint. It's like an Andy's candy finish. That is delicious. Oh, my gosh. Where is it coming from?
I think we're being mimicked in another dimension, folks. Time, sorry about that.
Half the time we can't do it, and how they're half the time.
We either do it not at all or twice.
Yeah, it's just like
exactly.
Just like crazy. All right, so this one's a much better. I like the Ohio. That would drink more like a, like I said, its own kind of.
Let me say, there's nothing wrong with that Ohio expression at all. That was really tasty, but it was definitely spicy.
I wish we were barrel bashing that, because that would be getting a good barrel bashing.
All right. This is awesome, and I'll say it first. I'm picking up chocolate.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
There was chocolate on that one. And you know what? I don't know. 2 years ago when we were starting this, there's no way you're picking up the chocolate.
Nope.
You pick up. Your palate has evolved nicely.
I've taken the pebble from your hand.
Well, this is where the total pebble. What is... Okay. Oh, this is the one that needs to be opened. This is the one. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Okay. So I could put these two up here. There, I got two of them up there. It's like, let's put that... Ooh, that's such a nice... Now, we got our other Glencairns. These ones you could get rid of.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, I got new ones. Of course we do. Now, that was some delicious stuff.
Mm.
Now, don't mix it up.
I'm not going to mix it up. This is a fresh Glencairn right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't go stingy on me on that. I know you are stingy with me because I make you be stingy, but on this one, I want a good one.
You want a Mueller pour?
Maybe not a Mueller pour. I didn't say I wanted to go unconscious. I just want a good pour of this rye.
So,
I mean, if it's half as good as I think it's going to be, I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, this is... okay, so Tiny doesn't buy ryes. But when we were down for the pick, we got to sample this six-year rye. See. Then we got to sample something else that wasn't for sale, which I was sad, but it was delicious. John Ritt says the 9507 aroma is oak, green apple, sweet vanilla... The flavor is cinnamon, white pepper. The finish is long, easy, according to the label. It's phenomenal. Got it here in Illinois. I hope you're drinking it along with us tonight. I just opened
this up.
Thanks
for joining us, John.
Letting it air to the top, because this is another bottle crack. Tonight we did two bottle cracks. But I always I look at that. Now this one is, I got to see how far up it's. We're going to eliminate that neck pour, but. Letting it air out, pop this baby back in, and...
Give it a double flip.
Give her a flip. This is always good to get rid of the neck pour. Even if you don't believe in the neck pour, this eliminates the neck pour one way or another. So we like to do that here on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Open that baby up. The last one, it worked really well. Now, this malted rye, I paid a pretty price for it. But it's, in my opinion, did I get the right glass?
Or yes, you did. That's the right one.
You're sure?
Okay. Yeah. I think so. Good, okay. Good.
What do you mean? That would have been giving you, that's the same pour I gave you last time.
No, it ain't. That's the same pour you gave me on the first one.
Okay, but I was...
On the second one, I'll have some more. That's all right. I mean, let me just taste this, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be outstanding.
All right. So it's 100% malted.
I won't say never, but I'm going to say I rarely met a rye I didn't like.
Yeah.
I love rye.
So I hope John is tasting along with us. I'm trying not to fuck up the whole podcast by ripping out the microphone or anything stupid. We'll drop that one down. I'm going to throw on the... I think I actually read this, didn't I? Yes, I did.
You read it. 100%
malted rye whiskey. This is the bottled in bond again. It doesn't have, it's without chilled filtration, exceeding the world's highest quality standard for spirits set forth by the bottle. Now, so this has to be, it's bottled in bond, so it tells you it's 100 proof.
And it's aged 4 years from a single.
And it's a sour mash, but that's what most whiskeys are. So this is a rye. I tend to like, and I've talked to people in the past. Now,
who was, you know, I'm sorry to derail your train there. Somebody we spoke with said that they use a sweet mash. Was that Neely's?
No, the sweet mash is Wilderness Trail.
Okay.
They basically are yeast masters because they have firm solution
right
there.
And
they use yeast each time. So that has a lot to do with everything. That, you know, how things go about and everything, they do a good job of that. A sour mash is just taking a little bit of the mash
of the previous run,
and putting it back into the next run,
which
also keeps consistency easier to keep consistency runs. All right, so let's give this a nose. This tonight we are barrel bashing. Xavier, do you want to take it away?
The Scotchy Bourbon Boys Barrel Bashing Rating System. My partner in crime, Tiny, has his bung hammer, and it really is a bung hammer, and he's going to bash the barrel on four separate categories. Those categories are nose, taste, body, and finish. Now, body and nose and body, we can bash anywhere from 1 to 4 on those. If it's really good, it gets a 4. If it's not so good, it's a 1. Now, what we have determined, and what I think most of our listeners agree, the most important aspects of evaluating an expression are taste and finish. We can give them up to 5 bashes. But then, to throw a little kink to it, you can do on any one rating. In other words, you can't do it on all four of them, but on any one rating
except of an evaluation. Christmas time.
Except Christmas time if you're tiny, because then you can change the rules. But short of that, you can give a bit-up-up, which is an extra bash. So that means if you really want to give a bit-up-up to a nose or body, that takes it from a 4 to a 5. If you want to do it on taste or finish, that takes it from a 5 to a 6.
Yeah, and it's just based off of the butt-up-up is
then we add our two scores.
Exceptional. We
add our two scores and average them, and that's the rating that the expression receives.
During the Young Nose era, we actually kept track of all the ratings.
Yes.
I'm not...
Because Young Nose was meticulous.
Anybody who wants to go back in each and every podcast to feel free to give us our rating system and then send it in, I would greatly appreciate that. But I doubt there's anybody out there.
They might even have to get a Glencairn glass for that.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, you know, what kind of thing or whatever. But at this, yeah, if you do that, I'll send you a free Glencairn. If you go back and listen to each and every podcast and find out the ratings of each of the bourbons and the ryes that we gave out on the barrel.
That's a lot of work. Make it 2. I'll cover the 1. Because that's a lot of work. And that way, that person can sit with their significant other and have a bourbon in Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairn.
Yeah, there you go.
So 2 Glencairn glasses if somebody gives us all of our previous...
rating, you know, all you got to do is hit me up on Facebook Messenger, or, you know, just take a picture of the page. The pages. We've done 200 freaking episodes, so that's a lot to go back on.
People are probably flipping.
They're like, they're like, F that. It's just like, this is 203, I believe. So yeah, but if you want to, feel free to go back. That's that, and get us those ratings, and I will gladly give you guys. Xavier's going to hit me up for one, and I'll send one to you also.
Yeah, we'll do that. Well, you'll get two of them.
All right. So, with that said, let's get to this. This is the New Riff 100% Malted Rye.
That's a chocolate candy bar you just took out of the wrapper.
It's got, like, maybe a chocolate-covered... What cereal? Like a chocolate covered, like, I don't know. Has
like a chocolate covered, like a, almost like a Rice Krispie treat covered with chocolate. It ain't a something sweet.
Yeah. I'm almost thinking like Wheaties. Like, no. Mini wheat.
Yeah.
With chocolate on top.
Yeah, whatever. Some type of cereal. But I'm thinking there's something extra sweet in there. That's why I was thinking of the marshmallow and the Rice Krispie treats. Covered with chocolate.
All right.
You know what? The other thing it reminds me of is a Nestle's Crunch Bar, which is also rice. So I'm picking up toasted rice.
Yeah, I'll give you more towards a toasted rice on that.
Yeah.
Or toasted. You know what it's like? What is it?
Oh my god.
Like a wheat check, like checks,
or
like
rice checks.
Yeah.
I'm picking up rice. It just, when you take a Nestle's Crunch Bar out of the wrapper and open it up and you get that whiff of that, you know, Nestle's chocolate is a little sweeter than, say, Hershey's chocolate, and you get that aroma of the chocolate and the rice, that's what I smell here, and that's what I'm tasting, and it's just delicious.
God. So, one of the things that was explained to me by Hunter Coffee, and I did not know this, but rye whiskey, he said, can tend to go to a chocolate mint flavor or a dill I call celery or vegetable aspect to a rye, or even just you taste the rye seed, you know, that of rye bread, like if you choose that spiciness. Now, I'm not a fan of the spicy rye, celery, dill. I've actually, Angel's Envy Rye, which is finished in a port wine cask or whatever, I've actually spit that out.
And as much as I like rye, I think I've likened some rye whiskey to a live well water that you've had a few bass in.
But,
and it just has that, I'm going to call it a green taste.
But this is exactly why I bought this. I got to taste it. The chocolate minty rye, which Hunter explained to me, 1 month you can taste that barrel and you'll have the dill, celery, vegetable taste. And then you taste it the next time, 3 months later, 6 months later or whatever, and it'll have the mint chocolate. But if you wait 3 more months, 6 more months, it can go back. It flips back and forth. What the rye tastes like is 100%, he said, up to pretty much the distiller, which is really a kind of cool thing.
I'd like to talk with Hunter about that to see if there's any parallel to the time of the year versus when that, you know, what the taste is prevalent, taste is prevalent.
But having that talk made sense to me. But I know that Michter's toasted rye barrel strength, I love that because it's on the chocolate side. I don't like the Willet rye, though. I don't like the 95 rye, although 95.5 MGP rye I don't like most of the time. One of those 95.5 MGP rye came from Heaven's Door. I did not give it a favorable review.
The finished rye that we got from Middle West Spirits, Ryan Lang, that was a that was an awesome product.
Right, right. So yeah. You get the good ones. But actually, I got a 95.5 rye from Bill Hockett at Dayton Barrel Works, and it was delicious, if you remember that day.
What about our chicken cock? Isn't that rum barrel finished rye?
Well, that's a rum barrel finished rye, right. And all that rye is, most of the rye now is put down, I believe, by his rye put into Greg's rye put into those rum barrel finished casks.
Right.
So, and he's doing it again. He's going to release that chicken cock. It is the year of the
stuff,
summer of the
rooster. The stuff we got from Middle West Spirits was that port wine barrel finished rye. And
yeah.
That just kicked ass and took names as well.
Yeah, that
was
delicious.
Much like the rum barrel finished rye that chicken cock's product.
Yeah. So anyways, so we're going to barrel bash this.
Mm. Oh my God, that's good.
So in our glass, so when you roll it around on the glass, when you're tasting with the Glencairn, you can get those legs as it runs. You can see those as it runs back in
there. You know
what's
so weird is I did that when I first had this in the glass, and I didn't really see the legs. And now that it's sat for a little bit, I'm seeing the thick legs.
Right. Now, this is 100 proof. It's less than all of them. But this flavor and the blending and everything is pretty fantastic.
It is.
So let's give this a nose. All right. Do you want to give the nose?
I'll talk about the nose and we'll rate it here. The nose, I'm getting, like I say, chocolate, a rice, toasted rice, a hint of spice maybe some marshmallow or something really sweet, and it's just a very pleasant nose. I don't know how a nose could get any better. Let's do it a 5.
A 4?
A 4. Let's do it a 4. I don't want to do it, but a 4.
I agree with you. That is a pretty damn good. I'm getting the malted aspect. I get the chocolate. I get the caramel. Not a lot of mint. I mean,
no, I'm not.
So
I'm not
I think
mint.
That's one of the. I would have to agree that on this new riff, I give the nose a 4.
Why don't you take the taste away for us?
So, God, that's delicious.
It is. It seriously is.
For me, there's a little rye aspect.
There's
but,
no
okay.
spice. Yeah.
I won't penalize the taste. I'm going to give the taste a 5 also. I know where I'm penalizing this.
Okay. So at the risk of putting everyone to sleep who's listened to all my ratings and what I really like about an expression is indeed the nose telegraphs the taste, and the taste is getting exactly what I had in the nose. You're picking up maybe a little spice like Tiny said. But it's really a great taste. It's a 5. It's like a liquid Nestle's Crunch bar.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the body. The body is, I would say this is a... Doesn't hit your cheeks, even if you swish a little
around. You can do a Kentucky Chew... I would have to say the body is and it's not a bad body, but as compared to the other aspects, it's probably the weaker point of the expression.
3.
Forgive me for not being original, but I agree with you. It's a 3.
So this is the part where I think this is my weakest part is the finish. Now... There's an aspect, I think it's oak or whatever. I get the nice malted flavor, but then I get a almost bitter finish. It's a medium finish, nice hug, but the taste that's left does not even come close to that front palate. I don't get chocolate. I get oak.
oaky. Almost, this is where it's this close to the dill. It's the rye taste. That's the... So on the finish, which you can give a 5, I'm going to... It's not the part that I hate, but I'm not loving the finish, so I give it a 2.
Okay, so the finish for me, I think it's a it may not be a perfect finish, but it's a good finish. And what I am tasting is not oak. I'm tasting the last half inch of my Pike's Place Starbucks coffee is what I'm tasting.
Oh, that would take me down to a 0.
And I'm getting like a strong, I'm not really getting an oak finish. I'm getting a coffee finish. And it does give it a certain amount of bitterness, but I still think the sweetness wins out. So this finish is not a 5, but it's a 4.
You give it a 17 of an 18, and I give it 15 of 18. So it leaves us with a 16 out of 18.
And that's a hell of a score.
Well, this is a delicious bottle.
It is. It is a fantastic expression.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking, folks.
And I'm kind of rye biased, but I'll tell you what. That is just, like I say, it's a liquid.
Is that like Ray Orbison, rye bias?
The singer? Ray bias. No, rye bias, not Ray bias. But yeah, I like Ray Charles, Roy Orbison, something like that. Yeah, I like any Ray or Rye.
I'm Rye. I'm not Ray Rye Stevens. Bias.
Yeah,
I'm not Rye bias. I'm Roy Orbison.
There you go. Well, it's just good. It's just good. It's a like I say, it's a liquid Nestle's Crunch Bar. It's really good.
I would definitely suggest if you can get down to that part of Kentucky that you stop by. Stop into the gift shop, do a tasting. If you could do a tour, do a tour. They have a good thing going down there. And then make sure that when you're down there that you stop off at the Party Source and, you know, kind of get going through that. So anyways, with that said, I think that's
about
covers it for what. Remember, Kentucky Bourbon Festival people, get your tickets. Come see the Scotchy Bourbon Boys down at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. We are super excited to get down there. We've got, we're doing a bus tour. We might, hopefully, I'm working hard to pull off a barrel pick at the Spirit of French Lick and. You know, our sponsor and wonderful supporter. I just have to say thank you to everybody that last Thursday that gave me support. It's just like in my time of need, you all were there. I didn't feel alone. I was alone when my wife's surgery was happening, and I did not feel alone at all. Everybody, you know who you were. I mean, Jolie, Alan, Randy, Xavier, Mrs. Xavier, Daniela, you know,
just everyone
pretty much out there.
And I'll tell you what, it was a nail biter for me and Mrs. Xavier. Tiny and Roxy are our very, very, very best friends in the whole wide world. They're like family to us. And it was a nail biter for us too. And I want to say that if I may go so far as I appreciate their prayers for Roxy, and they lifted us all up through it. And, you know, the surgery was a success. Recovery has some rocky points, but she's headed upward, not downward. And thanks everyone for that.
Yeah, I appreciated it. I don't know what I can say. We've made so many good friends. Sandy, no, thank you.
Sandy.
I mean, everybody who was contacting me and talking to me, there's not enough words to be able to say how much it meant to us. So thank you for that.
And a shout out to Sandy. She recently had a loss in her.
Yes. She lost her mother.
We are so sorry, Sandy. My gosh, we're there with you. We know what that's like.
Yeah. And, prayers to you and the whole family.
Your whole family, yes.
So
thanks for always being with us, Sandy.
Yep. And that brings us to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Went through that. Everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Check it out. You want merchandise, whatnot. If you want a Glencairn, you could do it through the podcast. Or you can just contact me on Facebook one way or another through the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, through Jeffrey Mueller. I'll set it up for you. Get you what you need. Remember, we're going to be down at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Check us out down there. We've got new banner. We got a new banner. We're going to have two banners at the festival. That's going to be pretty cool. Podcasting directly.
Two banners and lots of banter.
Yes. And then also, please, all the social media, check us out. TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome.
And then also all major podcast formats. Check us out there. Make sure that you listen, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Good feedback means a lot to us. Remember, good bourbon equals good times and good friends, and you all have to remember to get the hell out there and live dangerously.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. I think, is it Little Steve-O that's going to take us out?
Little
Okay, before you do that, I want to say that Mrs. Xavier and I, Sunday night, went to see Little Steve-O here at Gervasi Vineyard Stillhouse, and he absolutely crushes it. You know, it's one thing to do a song by an artist well, but you've got a guy who can just actually sound like the artist. Now, how he can sound like Neil Young and then a few songs later sound like Jim Morrison, I have no idea. But Little Steve-O does it. If you get a chance to check him out, please do so.
www.littlesteveo.com. You could see everything about him there. But also, sometimes when I'm listening to this that he did for us so that we could actually get some of the money we were doing,
so
instead
of
Elektra
free, yeah.
Records getting it all, it's like, it sounds like him, Jim Morrison. So everybody, here we go.
Little Steve-O. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.